Well, they're digesting a lot in South Florida this morning, including the shocking loss to the Chicago Bulls in the NBA Eastern semifinals that are going on. But South Florida has a really interesting story to ruminate on. In the midst of the unfolding aftermath of the bin Laden death and all the talk of the Pakistani Taliban, and particularly that bombing claimed responsibility for by the Pakistani Taliban on Friday as revenge for bin Laden's death, an indictment was handed up on Thursday which arrested two imams at the oldest mosque in Miami for giving financial support, allegedly, for the Pakistani Taliban. Imam Hafiz Muhammad Sher Ali Khan runs the city's oldest mosque, Flagler Mosque. He, in addition to his sons and three others in Pakistan, were indicted for supporting terrorist organizations in Pakistan. It's a huge story in South Florida. Joining us is Jay Weaver, federal courts reporter for the Miami Herald. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So how are people reacting to this? There's the community reaction in the Muslim community in South Florida, but then there are also questions on the outside of how could this be going on in our midst? How is that shaking out?
Well, you have to look at this community. It has been growing, this Muslim community, and it has been increasingly sensitive to the, you know, to being stigmatized in this community. It's not that there have been any, you know, overt incidents of hate speech or overt incidents of violence against this community, but when something like this happens, it always puts a spotlight on this community, and you get these reactions from people, you know, some tempered, some not so tempered, and it just really kind of puts the Muslim community, you know, back on the front stage, especially when you have incidents around the world that just heighten, you know, people's sensitivities and reactions even more so, like you described in your introduction about the bombing in Pakistan on Friday, bin Laden's death. It's just all out there, and people just talk about it. And
well, Jay, let's take some pains here. There, federal prosecutors did not say there was any connection between the two. This sort of comes in as more of an atmospheric. And the two imams are going to be arraigned today. What are we likely to see?
Well, you're likely to see very brief court appearances. I mean, you're likely to learn who their lawyers are. You're likely to learn that the government is probably going to seek to detain them because they are going to be deemed a threat, you know, to the community. You're also going to see that they could be potentially a flight risk, although I think that's remote. But they do have contacts in Pakistan. So the idea is that they would want to keep them here. I think you'll probably see a media throng there. We don't have these kind of cases very often. These are two imams, which makes it very distinctive. One is a 76-year-old Muslim cleric, you know, who doesn't even speak English and is frail and elderly. And the other one we don't know as much about. He's 24 years old. And he runs a different mosque in the neighboring Fort Lauderdale community outside of Miami. So, you know, we have those two men coming in. They're in custody. They're at the Federal Detention Center. And, you know, all eyes will be riveted on them. But it will be probably kind of low-key, just because that's the nature of these things in federal court.
And the Herald has done lots of reporting inside this community. Are people who are parishioners at this mosque and associated with these imams, do they have their own questions about what's going on here?
Well, they do. I mean, the feeling is that first of all, this is a small mosque, you know, the one in Miami. It's the oldest mosque in Miami or in South Florida. It goes back 40 years. But the reaction is that they cannot believe it, for the most part, because of the fact that this man is so frail, so religious, more scholarly, you know, and he had led a rather kind of quiet life. He had a very devout following at the mosque. And so the notion that he has been plotting with other family members to send some $50,000 to the Pakistani Taliban for guns and, you know, militant training and other types of things to support the Taliban's offenses against the government in Pakistan and against our forces in that region is just sort of beyond their imagination. They're in disbelief. And it's not that they're challenging what the government is saying necessarily. They just can't believe it.
Jay Weaver is our guest. He's federal courts reporter for the Miami Herald. As you look at the indictments and the court filings, insofar as you understand the details, does the federal government appear to have a case that really does draw a sharp line from money gathered in South Florida to the purchase of armaments in Pakistan, or is it a looser kind of connection where money may have gone even to something like a madrasa that was possibly sponsored by the Taliban, and it all sort of mixes in a pool of money that does a lot of different things?
It's the latter.
Really?
It's mixed in a kind of pool that supports a variety of things, but there is no specific charge in the indictment that says money was sent and this particular suicide bombing occurred weeks later because of the direct financing. There's nothing of that nature. What there is this is a classic Justice Department, U.S. Attorney's Office, material support case. What does that mean? They're accusing these six people, the Khan family members, of conspiring to provide financial support. And they lay out some various transactions that banks reported, here in South Florida that were very suspicious, that were sent in late 2008 through 2009 to 2010. And those transactions were reported to the FBI early on, because of where they were coming from and where they were going. And then what they do is that they take that money and then they started recording their conversations.
Right.
And so the imam's speech, as well as his conversations with others, are recorded where he's talking about, certain particular acts like attacking the Pakistani assembly or going after a certain government,
installation,
institution,
sure. Understood.
Or something of that nature.
Jay, before we go, are the feds likely to plea this out as a way of possibly using these individuals as witnesses in other cases, or would they push for a conviction and turn this into a symbol for other Muslims and communities around the nation?
No, they'll push for a conviction. That's how they handle all these cases. There's no cooperation to be done. I mean, even though the investigation is ongoing, it's my belief that, these are the targets. This was not a sting operation. This was a prosecution of these imams for their
right.
alleged conspiracy activity, to aid the Taliban in Pakistan. And that's it. They're going to push for convictions. And, the case could go to trial.
And you'll be at the arraignment?
Yes, I will.
Jay Weaver, federal courts reporter for the Miami Herald on two arrested imams at the oldest mosque in South Florida. Thanks so much, Jay.
You're welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.